One of the stories I tell in my book is how I found the woman who became my housekeeper. I didn't want a housekeeper, but in El Salvador, you couldn't rent an apartment or a house without one. So I went to see some nuns. I went to the Sisters of the Sacred Heart because in addition to running an upper-class girls' school in San Salvador, they worked with refugees in the war zones. Sister Fabiola, a Guatemalan nun I had met in Nicaragua, recommended that I visit the Mother Superior of her order when I got to El Salvador. She said that the sisters could be helpful to a photojournalist trying to reach the areas where the war raged. I'm not sure what Madre Estela made of my guilty hang-wringing about hiring a maid. Most likely, she felt impatient with what I imagined she saw as my self-absorbed dilemma. There were people being hunted whom she had to protect, and people with families to feed who needed work. She told me about a teenage girl named Adela, who was from a small village in Chalatenango, a village where two of the U.S. Maryknoll nuns, who were murdered in 1980, by the Salvadoran National Guardsmen, had worked. Adela had recently left the guerrilla forces, where she assisted a Mexican doctor nursing wounded rebel fighters of the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front, or FMLN, and captive government soldiers. She had to care for her infant son. The landlady had told me that the maid's quarters were behind the house. When Adela and I went outside to take a look, we found a squalid shack and a paper-thin mattress reeking of mildew on the floor. I was aghast and mortified. Sensing my discomfort, Adela told me not to worry, that it would be fine. She would bring a patate, a straw mat floor covering, from home to sleep on. I told her I wouldn't hear of it. The place wasn't fit for a dog, much less for a mother and child. She and Miguelito could stay in the guest room in the house and sleep on the regular bed. My landlady be damned. 2.5 decades later, we laugh when we recall those early years together in El Salvador, learning to trust each other across the chasm of class and culture that separated us. For ages, it drove me crazy that she called me her patrona. I would say, I'm your friend, not your master. I couldn't believe that a former revolutionary would call me, of all people, her patrona. It was a habit that made sense to Adela while she worked for me, and that she found impossible to fully break until after getting political asylum in Canada. Of late, she calls me her big sister, and she wants to make me proud. I am proud. Adela had only a year of formal primary schooling in El Salvador, but she has stuck with her part-time schooling and received her high school equivalency diploma after more than a decade of living in Montreal. To this day, Adela sometimes awakens in the middle of the night, terrified that the Salvadoran army is hunting her down. On rare occasions, she recalls the event that led 8-year-old Adela to take up arms with the FMLN rebels. She was the first in her family to walk the deserted 2-mile stretch from San Antonio Los Ranchos to Guajira, the day after the Salvadorian army passed through Guajira. When she reached the town, she ran toward her grandmother's hut and then froze before an atrocious scene, slowly recognizing what remained of the person she loved most in the world.